There are grounds for disillusionment, loss of faith and hope. Thus, this apocalyptic discourse is as pertinent to us today as it was to the early Christians, to give hope, encouragement, and warning to us. When we look at the evils in our world, and alas, even in our church, we can be tempted to lose hope. Our faith can be shaken, and we've seen that, in these times. So we need to be reminded that this too will pass, but also that what we do now matters. No good deed or no injustice will be hidden from God and will be revealed on Judgment Day. And while the final victory of God's reign is assured, we are called now to work towards the fulfillment of God's reign, the building of his kingdom of love, justice, and peace, where we all live as brothers and sisters in God's family. We're all called to work towards that kingdom, that reign. And we shouldn't give up hope because the final victory is assured. St. Ignatius of Loyola, in his guidelines for the discernment of spirits, encourages us to look at things from the end of our lives and from the point of view of Judgment Day. These things tend to put things in perspective. How will we feel about what we're doing now on our deathbed or on Judgment Day? If you die today, are you ready to meet God? We think of that young girl, Paige, from Crete and Durham Hall, who died in her sleep this past week. Very sad, but it shows it can happen to any of us at any age. And when St. Peter asks you at the pearly gates, what have you done to help build the reign of God here on earth, the reign of love and justice and peace and brotherhood and sisterhood during your lifetime, what will you answer? And how would you answer today? So these apocalyptic readings today are meant both to give us hope and encouragement to not give up hope and to keep the faith in the face of the evils of our time, which can be disillusioning, but also to serve as a warning of the importance to persevere in doing good and working for justice, realizing that we will all be accountable for our actions on Judgment Day. Are you ready?